From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome to our gospel program. We're delighted to have your company and glad you could join us. We'll be turning to John chapter 10, and our subject this morning is strife and contention caused by Christ. John chapter 10, the verses 19 to 30, we'll be looking at that in just a moment. Our hymn this morning is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, and it's played for us by the SMS Quartet. Let me just remind you, before we listen to the hymn, of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll be continuing our study of the topic, The Unwelcome Christ. Do join with us then. Here's the hymn, and then we'll be turning to John chapter 10, the verses 19 to 30.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine! Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission.
I hope you have your Bible open at John chapter 10, the verses 19 to 30. Our subject is strife and contention caused by the Lord Jesus. We have been considering the blessed words of the great shepherd and how blessed they were. May I remind you of some of the marvelous words that we noted in our study of this chapter so far. Here they are. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. John 10, verse 7. I am the door. By me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 10, verses 9 to 11. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. John chapter 10, verses 17 to 18. Now, precious as these words may be to the Christian, that is not how they were seen by those who listened to the Saviour. There was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these sayings. Verse 19. The word division means a rend or a schism, just as you tear a piece of garment into two. So there was a tearing amongst those who listened to Christ. Note the vile things some men said of the Saviour and his words. And many of them said, "He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him?" Verse 20. The words of Christ were deemed to be the words of the devil by some. You could not get a more extreme view of Christ than this. You could not misrepresent the Saviour more than this. You could not say anything more evil of the Saviour than this. Such a view of Christ, of course, is still held by many, even today. Where you find the Bible rejected or banned, where you find opposition to the preaching of the gospel, where you find people pressurized to avoid attending a gospel meeting or mission, there you have the same view of Christ and his word as is here recorded. On the other side of this division, there were those whose attitude was much more sensible. They responded to these detractors by asking a simple question. These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Verse 21. That is what I would call good old gumption at work. On another occasion, the Saviour had employed the same down-to-earth logic as these people displayed. He said, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." Luke chapter 6, the verses 43 to 45. It does not require great theological learning to rightly evaluate the message a man preaches. Does his message do good to the hearts and minds of men? And does it turn them to holiness and to purity? Does it exalt the Saviour and promote his honour? Such questions, when asked and answered honestly, can help us form a right judgment of the gospel. That's what these people did. They said, "These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" That was a proper way to respond to these critics of the Lord Jesus. Wicked men can pick holes in even the most holy and the most innocent of words. These men found fault with the words of the Son of God. What wickedness! What effrontery! He had proved who he was by his actions, by his miracles. For his miracles testified to his glorious personage, as the words recorded in verse 21 clearly show. He was not a devil-filled person. The problem with these critics was their unbelief. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Verse 24. The Saviour's answer shows that they were unbelievers at heart. They blamed the Saviour for their doubts, but their doubts came from their own wicked hearts. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verses 25 to 29. The problem of these critics was, they believed not. They were not the Lord's sheep, and therefore did not recognize nor heed the voice of the shepherd. May I ask you today, have you heard and have you heeded the voice of Christ in the gospel? When it is said that Jesus Christ died for the ungodly, Romans chapter 5 and the verse 6, and when it says that the blood of Christ cleanseth the heart from sin, 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, and when it says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, John 6:37, just what is your response to these words in the gospel? Is it one of faith, or is it one of rejection? Are you among his sheep today, or are you among the sneerers and doubters? Oh, answer that question, my dear friend, and answer it today. Do not delay, for have we not seen in the events of recent times that we know not what a day will bring forth? Listen to the words of the old hymn, O sinner, the Saviour is calling for thee. Long, long has he called thee in vain. He called thee when joy lent its crown to thy days. He called thee in sorrow and pain. O turn, while the Saviour in mercy is waiting, and steer for the harbour light. For how do you know but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight? Get right with God. Trust the Saviour. Obey his word. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock as we continue our study of the subject, the unwelcome Christ. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.